This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Okay, boys and girls, the wheels will be off of the engine pretty quickly here. This is the Talk Radio Review, where we humbly present a number of well-known radio talk professionals to go over the list from Talkers Magazine of the top stories of the week, top people of the week in the news talk radio world, Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. So let's see, joining us this morning, Jennifer Horn from the DJV show and from the morning program at KRLA, from Michael Medved's program, from a show that she does in Bakersfield or San Bernardino or someplace.
San Bernardino, get it right, please.
Okay, yes, sir. Right. And soon to be on in Fargo. So that's Jennifer's background. Victoria Keelan, basically lazy. She only does one program a day, and that's the DJV program.
Jen makes me look bad.
Yes, nah. I know. All right. And let's see here. Who else have we got? Speaking of looking bad, Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. And then there's Walter M. Sterling. Have we figured out what the M stand for? Is that got anything to do with mouth?
There's lots Walter. Of options there.
Montgomery.
Is it? Really?
I'm specifically forbidden from saying what it stands for.
Are you really? By whom?
Yes.
Your mother,
my
your 13 wife.
Year old.
Sure, 13-year-old.
Oh, good embarrassing. Good embarrassing.
I'm sure we'll hear what that 13-year-old thinks is the number one story of the week before we're done with this hour. Anyway, Walter M. Sterling is Westwood One Network talk radio personality. He's here, and I'm Doug Steffen, so I'll go through the, I guess I'm the ringleader of this group of captives, the stories this week. I don't know. Richie, you argue with me all the time. Should we start at the top or the bottom? I think last week you weren't here, so we started at the bottom.
No, I was here last week. Ideally, you go from number 10 to number 1, just like a countdown should.
Right, okay. All right, so you want to do I'll just count them down, then we'll go back to the... We'll circle around to the ones we like.
There we go.
All right,
the
ones
like
we
that.
Think have value. Number 10 on the countdown list, sports talk radio, playoffs... story of the guy from Boston who's on the Celtics who beat up his girlfriend and could go to jail for 25 years. So that's, you know. And then the other one, the football player, they got caught on insider trading. I can't remember his name. Who's now playing for, I think, Seattle. Do you know that story? Who knows that story better than me? I'm not a sports expert. I just know.
I'm blanking on his name. He's not a major star, but
no,
yes,
he's not.
He was convicted of.
But we decided on the DJV show, ladies, that he should not be going to jail, but he should, if he's making $3-4 million a year,
right.
That money should go to pay
right.
off the people
yeah,
who got
pay
screwed.
It back.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, all right. So that's number nine. Number eight. Number. Number ten. Number nine.
I'm confused
the,
already.
the new iPhones. We'll go to Victoria for that in a moment. Number eight, the fellow who produces 60 Minutes got fired along with Les Moonves. Les Moonves, that conversation has some tracks to it. I don't think anybody cares. They don't even know who Fager is. He produces 60 Minutes. His name is Michael Fager. Number seven, the focus on the Russians and their war games with the Chinese. Number six, the positive economic news that a lot of people have been talking about. Number five, more election news, that arrogant SOB, what's-his-face from New York, Cuomo, wins the primary. Number four, notice how I'm putting my own anecdotal interpretations in.
Yeah, no fake things. News here.
No.
Yeah.
Well, it's opinion, Jennifer. You can have all kinds of fake opinions. Number four, the continuing focus on Mr. Kavanaugh and his nomination. There's a lot to talk about there, actually, I think. I'm so sick of seeing... Trump and the Russia investigation, I don't even...
It's not going anywhere.
Oh, my God, what a waste of time.
Right.
Bob Woodward's book, number two, and the hurricane, number one. All right. So, who wants to talk about the new iPhone? Victoria, you want to give us a run?
I mean, there was no
controversy with that, so I don't know why we're... I think the Serena Williams cartoon, which is,
sickening.
I think, honestly,
the iPhone thing, it's there's the biggest iPhone ever. It's a 6.5-inch screen.
Why should I help them sell their iPhones? I'm not getting
I don't think there was anything that's really monumental. So.
You aren't helping them sell it. You're talking about an item that people are interested in.
Thank you, Rich. Like you, for example.
I agree with Rich.
I am.
Yeah. Richie's going to get a new one.
I will. I actually
Victoria will probably get a new
one. So I'm due. I'm ready. Yeah.
Are you going from the 7 to 10?
I'm going from the 7S Plus to...
I want to go around the room here. Jennifer, what kind of iPhone or what kind of phone do you have?
It's archaic. I am actually ashamed of myself. I still have the iPhone 6S, and I am totally due for an upgrade. I've been wanting to get into a Verizon store. I haven't done it yet. And over the weekend, I actually dropped it into two bowls of water because I thought it was telling me it's time. But the it's still working. When has that ever happened?
To me, it didn't. Mine didn't work after that.
Walter, flip phone, right?
I had one of the first iPhones. One of the first. And 1 month, I got a $650 bill because the apps were running.
Is that the last month?
I took it to the Hudson River, and I threw it in the Hudson River. And now I have this. Listen carefully. Listen. You hear this?
Yeah. Oh. Flip phone.
That's a flip.
It's $9. Yeah. $9 at Walmart, $30 a month prepay, and you know what? It gets calls.
And you never answer them.
Walter's walking around with a burner phone.
It gets texts. And it takes better pictures than the iPhone.
I'm sure it does.
I have a flip phone, but I think you knew that, Walter. Anyway, I have one of each. I have a flip phone. And I have
Doug's a big boy now, Rich. He upgraded to an iPhone 8.
And an 8.
I heard. He called me up and was cursing at it one day.
Tech support, call Rich. All right, either Rich or Bob. Once in a while I call Victoria, though. I think she's pretty knowledgeable when it comes to a lot
of
this stuff.
Yes.
All right. So, Walter, I would like to know if you have three lovely young ladies as daughters. Are they teenagers, or two of them are teenagers now?
6, 13, and 15.
Okay. Do any of them have phones?
Oh, yes. They have iPhones.
They do?
They have you betcha.
You gave your children... I would have thought, knowing you as I do, that you would never allow your children to have an iPhone. Especially
I don't believe technology is a moral issue. I believe that it is far better to give my children iPhones than to have to endlessly fight with them over my laptop or my iPad or my phone.
Really?
Yes.
Who's in charge of your house?
Every teenager has a phone. I had a cell phone in high school. Everybody has a phone.
I didn't
have a cell phone
in high school. What are you talking about?
You had a World War II cranking phone. I'm sure you had something.
That's because...
Mabel?
Batteries.
Give me Sarah. That's a good diner.
Batteries haven't been invented. You had a roll of quarters.
Yeah, listen,
so
don't be telling. You better not start with that
on
me.
They were dimes back then, Walter. Dimes.
I'm going back. You'll get it back in spades, pal. All right. Anyway, so we've taken care of the phone.
Jen's so happy that she's right. I'm like,
wow.
Who's going to win the I'm older game?
I want to ask Jennifer, Richie, you've got two children. Do they have phones?
One does. One does not. The one that goes to high school and has after-school activities does, and he got one in the 7th grade when he was 12 when he went to middle school.
I didn't take a shot at you. I must have taken a shot.
Probably did, yeah, and I didn't care. My daughter does not yet. The rule is you wait till you go to school where you have after-school activities, which is generally middle school and 12 years old, and that's what we'll do.
Jennifer.
I just don't think it's that important.
What, to have a phone or whether you have a phone or not?
I don't think it's an issue. Like, they play their games on the phone, they text with each other,
they call each other.
She's
got an iPad.
It's the beginning of the end of them using their mind. There's so many other things to worry about.
I could care less.
But the funny thing is, though...
Can think for themselves?
Well, the funny thing is, my friend is a kindergarten teacher, and three of her students she just started, they all have Apple Watches.
Oh, my God.
That's right. I was like, okay, now we've gone off the deep end.
You're marrying a guy who's got two kids. How old are they? six and eight.
One just turned nine, and the other is six. Yes.
Do they? Hopefully, they don't have any phones. They
sure. Lily has a phone. Yep, the older one, the 9 year old. And you know, I actually this is something that Jeff and I disagree about quite a bit because his kids are addicted to devices, and he tell you that, and he is addicted to his device, and so, and I don't mean that in a dirty way. He's addicted to his cell phone. He's playing games and looking at emails and doing all that stuff.
And that's why they are.
And that's why they are, and that's right. And so we have a different philosophy because I see when they don't have their devices how it's very hard for them to focus and behave and kind of be in the moment because they feel anxiety without these devices. So that's why I don't like them.
Unbelievable.
But, well, let me suggest that there's a lot of criticism then that goes with it, saying, well, you know, these kids have a shorter attention span. No, they don't. They have a broader attention span.
No, I disagree.
They're able
100%.
To consume far more input.
How can you prove
once.
That? You prove that.
I'm a talk show host. I don't have to prove anything.
Come hang out with my son for a couple of days.
Yeah. Well, your son, I think your son is smarter than the average bear anyway, because you've exposed them to all kinds of different, you've exposed them to different ideas and ways of
devices
thinking.
Devices don't make people
on
stupid.
YouTube. No. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Kids are super smart.
This kid, he found a laptop in the neighbor's garbage the other day.
Who did?
Sean? My son.
Really?
Pulled it out of their garbage, brought it home, got on YouTube, and figured out what was wrong with it and repaired it. Now he's got a free working laptop.
Good. That's
great. He's only 4 years old.
A chip off the old block. If I had any doubt this kid was yours,
You believe that story that he found it in the garbage?
He did. All of my neighbors are government contractors.
His kids would tell him the truth.
They're all government contractors, and they work from home. So every 3 or 4 years, they redo their home office and just chuck the old stuff out because the government
is now. Sean found some missing files in the Russian.
I was going to say,
it's really cool.
Then he came home.
Secrets on that thing.
2 days ago, he came home with 3 bikes that he found in the neighbors that they were just giving away.
Did he find them, or is he a thief?
No, because I know two of them came from. He gets on YouTube, and he figures out what's wrong with the bikes.
Welcome to the McFadden.
And he sells them on Facebook Marketplace.
Good for him.
That's awesome.
YouTube.
Then he found diamond rings for mom.
Review. 19 past.
Just randomly.
Yeah.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you go to bed? Do you fall off, but then you can't stay asleep? What is the problem? No matter what you do, you can't get a good night's rest. Well, a lot of us have that problem, so try MyPillow. That's what I've done. Members of the DJV gang using MyPillow. You'll get great rest every night. MyPillow, because it's made with 100% cotton, machine washable, dryable, very popular to begin with. If you haven't tried one, they make it so easy for you. These pillows made in the USA come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Wow. And backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. You buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. Visit MyPillow.com. Make sure you use that promo code DJV. That's the promo code DJV to get the deal at MyPillow.com.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
An overflowing toilet can wreak havoc on your home. So today, I'll show you how to avoid a flood by installing the toilet in your bathtub. All you need is a plumber's wrench and a hose clamp. This easy modification not only stops flooding, it also cuts down on morning prep time.
You could try to protect your home with a tub toilet, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Hi. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Radio Review now on the air. Victoria Keelan is here. Walter Sterling, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, bringing you up to date on some of the stories with our thoughts on some of the big stories. Talkers Magazine, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and you can see the list every week there, talkers.com. So let's talk about the positive. Number six this week is the good economic news, how there are those who are Trump supporters who say, wow, this is great, look at this, this will help us win the midterms. And so then the others say, well, it's not really, half the country's doing better and the other half isn't. It's kind of the usual, I think, the haves and the have-nots back at each other. I do think it is kind of, it's, I don't know, fascinating.
Yeah, even the have-nots are doing better.
Yeah. In a manner of speaking, those people, there are those who will argue with you. I thought it was interesting that on the heels of this news, Target and Macy's, between the two of them, are hiring, starting the first of next month, 200,000 people.
Right.
You know what that'll do for the unemployment? The unemployment's down to 3.9 now, but
they're
reported.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying it's permanent, but it's larger. The numbers are a lot larger than they were last year, Walter, in terms of hiring.
I'm surprised
Macy's.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, Macy's, you think, or you hear that stores like Macy's are in trouble because of Amazon. I think sooner or later there's going to be a backlash to that. I find myself wanting to, especially when it comes to things like clothing,
yeah,
order
you see
stuff.
The trend, though.
It's
the trend that's happening is, like, Amazon is creating, like, brick-and-mortar pickup places and kiosks and stuff like this. So what's really going to happen is kind of a merge of the two, where and a lot of, like, Best Buy and
maybe,
Home Depot
are
doing all the same thing, where you go online and you go, boop, 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 okay, I'll be at the store in 10 minutes to pick it up.
Yeah, I'll pick it up.
Yeah, it's free two-day shipping is not fast enough now.
Right. I want it now.
Yep.
But then can
but people
you...
also, if, like Doug says, they want to see it, touch it, feel it.
Well, I want to try it on. I tried that Stitch Fix, whatever it is, a couple of months.
Yeah.
New clothing and stuff, and it didn't fit.
Yeah.
And I sent it back with a pain in the neck to box it back up.
Did you lie about your size?
Girls will do that, you know.
What would make you think that, Walter?
Well, they're very good at fitting by mail.
They are. That is sort of like what they're known for.
That's why it works.
This is going to be the two of you are going to gang up on me. Is that it? Now,
no.
I don't think By the way, I don't think that, I think it's a myth that Amazon is taking away the brick and mortar business to the extent that people think. I think the reason the brick and mortar stores are in trouble is because it is a progressively horrible experience. I blame the Apple store as the brick and mortar stores having a problem because Apple shows them how it should and could be done. You
100%.
Go to an Apple store and it's magic. 20 people
it
approach
is.
You. What do you need?
And then you sit on your butt
you
for an hour
instantly.
Wait for the next guy.
No, wait.
I never
well, that's different.
In
that's
an Apple
not
store.
Any one of them can check you out in a second.
Yes. I was in and out. My laptop died a couple months ago. I jumped in a cab. I was still living in New York City. Went to the Apple store. Timed the entire thing. It was 12 minutes from leaving my door.
You know what?
I walked in. I said, I need that laptop right now. They go, here you go. They swipe the card on their own iPhone, and I was back in a cab. It was amazing.
Yeah, but if you have a problem like I do,
well,
I'm not.
Different, though. That's,
well,
that's
you go there
different.
To fix it, and you the sit around.
We're talking about shopping.
And, Doug, that's very situational, too. There are many Apple stores where you don't have to sit and wait. But let me just finish the thought, which is that you compare going to the Apple store with the experience of going to Macy's, to the men's clothing department, and trying to find, one, a clerk, and, two, somebody who can actually ring you up because, gee, it's not my department.
And you know what? Yep. The people who work at the Apple store really like doing what they do.
They love it.
Yeah.
Yep. It's true.
Yeah, I'm sure
they enjoy selling you the product.
Really?
Here's your pants, Mr. Singh. Here's your new suit. Versus, here's your new iPhone. Isn't it great? Yeah. Let me show you how to use it.
Maybe the people at Home Depot could learn a little from the folks at Apple. Maybe that's where...
Home Depot is bad. Yeah.
All right. 28 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here on today's Automotive News Headlines, I'm Nick Myers. Ohio truck company Workhorse are planning to beat Tesla to market with an all-electric pickup truck. A plug-in hybrid pickup will come to market next year, and now the company says the battery technology has developed to a point that a fully electric model is commercially feasible. If Workhorse produced an all-electric model, it would likely have a range of around 200 miles per charge and likely be priced around $52,000. The plug-in hybrid model will be good for 80 miles on electricity alone. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Tom, and I'll be your server tonight. Just to let you in on some of the specials that we currently have, first is a wild-caught heart disease served on top of a bed of onset diabetes with an arthritis dressing. Second, we have our chef special. It is a sautéed obesity served two ways with a side of gastrointestinal issues. Anyway, can I go ahead and get you guys started with some drinks?
I don't think we're hungry anymore. Thanks, though. At Calitrin, we don't believe in drugs or stimulants, but rather products that are powerful and connect us to the natural world. That's why Calitrin is 100% all natural and the number one choice for healthy weight loss for over 20 years.
Hi, I'm Danny, and I'd like to say that I lost 8 pounds while I'm on Calitrin.
My name is Linda, and I've been on Calitrin now for about a year, and I've lost 48 pounds, and it's helped my arthritis, so I really recommend Calitrin.
Visit us at TopLoss.com or call 1-833-TOP.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Florence making landfall in North Carolina. The National Hurricane Center says the eye of the storm is hitting Wilmington, North Carolina. Sustained winds 90 miles an hour, life-threatening storm surge, catastrophic freshwater flooding, and rainfall measured in feet, the major concerns. Over 300,000 people are already without power in North Carolina. North of Boston, fires and dozens of explosions reported at homes and businesses. Apparently an overpressurized gas line may be to blame. North Andover Town Manager Andrew Mailer.
We do not yet have a timeline. People should expect this is going to be a while before they're going to be able to return to the home.
Authorities say some people were injured, but they haven't released specific figures. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Talk Radio Review on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with Chris McFadden and Walter Sterling and the intelligence of Victoria Keelan. So to keep the rest of the boys on the straight and narrow, we're going through the stories that are listed this week at talkers.com. The top 10 stories, top 10 people. Actually, I went through the list of stories. I did not go through the list of the people. So all those in favor of me listing the top 10 people, raise your hands.
Here. I would also be in favor of you quickly doing the top 10 topics again.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll do the people first, Reggie.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers is at 10. Serena Williams at 9, Jeff Fager and Les Moonves at 8, Nancy Pelosi at 7, Jeff Sessions 6, number 5 Robert Mueller, Barack Obama at 4, Brett Kavanaugh at 3, Bob Woodward at 2, and Donald Trump at 1. And I will say candidly, I don't know why Barack Obama is on this list and Nancy Pelosi.
Because of his speech. I don't know about Nancy, but...
He's giving speeches.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so Victoria's right. He's giving speeches.
So what?
Well, and then Trump went back, and it, you know, the whole Trump can't let anything go, and
Well,
it wasn't really a back and forth. Well, no, he didn't blame him. He said Trump. He actually did the opposite. He said Trump isn't the problem. He's not the source of the problem. He's part of it. He's a symptom. So he actually took the onus off of Trump. But you know, Trump can't let anything go. So then it became a
thing. So does that mean Obama thinks he was the solution to the problem? What is Obama's solution?
Obama's trying to take credit for the
economic.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah,
this is my economy. It's not Trump's. It's my economy.
Well, that's not true. Well,
2008 was his economy.
No, it wasn't. He inherited that. That was Bush's economy. Everybody knew. Look, it doesn't matter what political party. It doesn't matter what political party. The president coming in, if it's whoever it is, inherits what happened for the previous 8 years.
And how you fix it?
Economic stimulus and everything that Obama did. It is why we're in better economic standing now. It's
really?
You know, Trump can claim all he wants that this is all him. It's some of Wall Street is in favor of Trump and is optimistic about it, so he can definitely claim. Rightfully so, some of the enthusiasm on Wall Street. But Wall Street isn't necessarily, you know, very few Americans actually invest in Wall Street. So when we talk about, like, real people in the middle of America.
Sure they do. Everybody's got a 401k.
Not everybody,
no,
Rich. No way. No.
Well,
we're not everybody.
I don't have one.
You don't have a 401k, Doug?
No. I wiped it out to save the farm.
Oh, if you're self-employed, you can't get a 401k. So
you get
it's
40 whatever it is. You can get something similar.
We could get something else. I forget what it is, but I don't have that either.
Yeah. Right. Me. Right. Here we are. We're radio veterans. All right. Let's see. Richie wants me to repeat the story. Sports Talk Radio 10, the new iPhone, and the Serena Williams cartoon were tied at 9. They have nothing to do with each other, but in terms of interest.
I think the Serena story was much bigger than the iPhone.
I do, too, and I think it's an important story, frankly,
Sorry,
to talk about.
I didn't hear the Serena story. The cartoon, anyway. Tell me about the cartoon. I did not see it.
Oh. All right, you want to, Victoria, you want me to?
Give me the 30-second
Go ahead, Doug.
Shot.
No, go.
Well, the Australian news media is noticeably white, and they took a shot. There was a cartoon from some South... I don't remember which newspaper it was. I think it was Melbourne. In Australia, that really was disgusting. Actually, it was really racially motivated, and it didn't not only take a shot at Serena, but the Japanese lady got it in the cartoon as well.
Well, they whitewashed her. Literally, she's a blonde white woman with a ponytail, and it doesn't even look like Naomi Osaka. It's ridiculous.
In this day and age, you don't do that. Unless you want to be, you know, you want people to talk about you. And that's kind of the reason I think they did it. Although the Aussies are notably pretty racist in
It was. Rich, you should look it up. Look at the image.
I'm looking at it right now.
It's ridiculous. And here's the thing that really pissed me off about this whole story. The newspaper, it got a backlash, of course. And then the newspaper doubled down, and
the next day
put it on the front page.
Yeah.
That's how much of a racist statement they wanted to make.
It's a typical cartoon. It's got the opponent on the other side. You know, it's got Serena having a little fit, and then on the other side, it's got the opponent asking the judge, "Can you just let her win?" But the caricature that they do of her is probably the offensive part.
Yeah.
Her lips and her mouth are huge in this caricature.
Well,
and
she's
so
also
her
jumping up and down. Yeah, in a position
she's having like
she looks like a gorilla.
Did she get
a raw deal?
Was it she was angry? You didn't see that kind of display from her before. But you see, a lot of times the comparison was made to her.
The coaching thing she got a raw deal on. It happens all the time. It always happens.
Well, but the male female side of this, Richie, which
well,
became
that's
like
what
a part
you're saying
of the issue.
is that it happens all the time. But she says you're calling me out just because I'm a female.
Yeah, and can you argue with that?
But you know, every male tennis player who's come to her defense has admitted that they've gotten away with saying way worse than calling the umpire a thief.
She said you stole
that point from me. You're a thief.
No,
that's
just Betty McEnroe video.
Is this about multimillionaires hitting a small ball in sunshine? Is that what we're talking about?
You're right. That's very, very true. Okay.
All right.
Speaking about multimillionaires, number eight, more on Les Moonves and him leaving CBS with a $120-some-odd million settlement, $20 million they're going to take away from him and give it to his charity or something. But meanwhile, his wife goes on Big Brother or whatever that hosts her, and she introduced herself as Leslie Chan Moonves.
No, Julie Chan Moonves.
She's Moonves.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. Oh, really? Oh, that's awesome.
She spent all her entire career since she's been with him. She has spent distancing herself from the Moonves name. And
I'm
now,
my own woman.
And
I'm
then,
my
yeah,
own woman.
Yeah, I didn't get this job because I married the guy who's in charge.
Really?
It's like she's like the new Tori Spelling. I didn't get cast. No one knew who I was when I auditioned.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's sad that Victoria and I are the only two people who remember that's what Tori Spelling used to say.
Yes.
That she used to say, no one knew my daddy was Aaron Spelling, who owns all of you.
Right. Whatever.
Right. That's how I got on 902.
All right. Walter Sterling, Rich McFadden is here. Jennifer's not here now. Victoria Keelan's here, though. And I'm Doug Steffen. We're going through. Rich, you wanted me to do this fast. We got stuck.
We're incapable.
Yeah.
Midterm number six, election. Positive economic news. Number five, the midterm elections.
The
number four, the Kavanaugh nomination. Number three, the Trump-Russia investigation. Number two, the Bob Woodward book
right.
Tied with the New York Times op-ed.
Walter
and number
wants
one, hurricane
to talk about
points.
The hurricane. The hurricane, yes. The big story in the hurricane is that the world is still full. We still see examples of the people who are so stupid, so arrogant, stubborn, whatever. We're going to ride the storm out. Mm-hmm. And then when their house gets blown away, they're looking for you and me as the taxpayers to send somebody in to save their butt.
Well, I thought you were
swim to shore.
I thought you were talking about the Weather Channel reporters. I want to see the hurricane. I want to see the flooding, the rivers, the waves, the wind, the signs
coming
down. You
see the good-looking guys there?
Instead, I see a guy being blown at by wind and telling me that I shouldn't be there.
Right.
Neither should he.
Yeah, what I think some interesting points with the hurricane is that the Target, Walmart, and Home Depots have become our hurricane infrastructure for the government to run supplies through. I think that's a fascinating story in that we're using these big box supply chains for the government to be able to get supplies to the people. And because they've already got the supply chain on the ground, they know how to get the trucks to there, and they know how to get the people into there, and they know how to get the supplies out of the Walmart.
It's time
to
the government
people.
Did more privatizing of
that's,
things.
That's an interesting point.
Yeah.
And then
go ahead.
The other interesting point about the storm is how it's being politicized already, so that the Democrats can use anything and everything that Trump's environmental policies caused the hurricane. B, the response to the hurricane is not going to be good enough, and Trump let all these people die, and you should vote for a Democrat.
To believe all of that stuff.
Well, but beyond that, to me, I think we're burying the lead here. The most important part of the entire Hurricane Florence storyline here is the Waffle House. We talked about this on the DJV show. The Waffle House has a storm center where they literally track hurricanes. Because the Waffle House has to be open 24/7.
Yes.
And if the Waffle House, FEMA watches what the Waffle House does. This is a true story.
Yes, it is.
FEMA actually watches Waffle House to see if they limit their menu. And if they close a store, then they know that that's where people are really the most affected. And that's where they say they go in first. That's the front line. If the Waffle House is down, then that's the front line of the hurricane.
More importantly, on my show, Sterling on Sunday, this Sunday, we're going to have an executive of Waffle House to explain this dynamic and also to answer the question I have about Waffle House, which is why none of them have Wi-Fi.
Because the people who go to them don't care about Wi-Fi. They might attract more.
Let me tell you something.
I go to Waffle
House
and
free
Wi-Fi.
That would be a scary place at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
It's a scary place at 2 in the morning anyway.
It really is. But it's a fabulous place to get a good waffle and good sausage. They have... And I said,
I
think on
the
DJV program, that they didn't have stores north of the Mason-Dixon line. I've been proven wrong. People responded to that statement on our Twitter site by suggesting they were in Pennsylvania, Ohio.
They're in Pennsylvania, Ohio.
And New York, apparently, too.
New York,
and
really.
Upstate New York.
I've never seen
York, which is the same as the South with bad weather.
Exactly. I literally just
exactly
said that.
Exactly what Victoria said an hour ago.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Right.
That's funny. Well, you're
all
a
right.
Genius.
This is the Talk Radio Review. Let me help you whiten your teeth. If you have a problem that you have a smile, and you like to have people like your smile, but you got yellow teeth, ooh, who's going to want to smile back at you? Need to whiten them up? Power Swabs to the rescue. Call this number now, 800-208-1797, and get the deal you thought was never possible. Now available directly to you by calling 800-208-1797. This fabulous way to whiten your teeth two shades every time you use the Power Swabs. You open up the tube, you snap it, you get the Q-tips, and you wipe it on your teeth, and literally in 5 minutes you can start watching your teeth get whiter. It doesn't eat into the enamel. It digs out the things that are discoloring your teeth. And it'll do it with minimum sensitivity. It's not like sticking one of those trays in your mouth, leaving it there for half, three quarters of an hour, and then the taste afterwards, yuck. Get a great white smile, and maybe that'll help you in your love life or at work or whatever. 5 minutes, that's all it takes. This was originally the formula that came from a Dr. Martin Ginniger, who's a dentist, and they were sold the... Power Swabs were sold to dentists originally, but now available to everybody, not online, just on the phone. Call 800-208-1797. Take that, you people that have iPhones. Use your flip phone. Call 800-208-1797. Use the discount code DJV and pay half price for Power Swabs.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Acne is every teenager's fear. At that age, a simple blemish can seem more like the end of the world. But did you know that acne can actually occur throughout all of life's stages?
And it just happens in different forms for different reasons.
It starts, according to dermatologist Dr. Dawn Davis, with newborns and infants.
And then with the onset of puberty, our oil glands become stimulated by hormones. And also with the fluctuation of hormones, the cortisol from our adrenal glands rises and spikes with stress, whether that be pubertal stress or teenage stress, and then hormones fluctuate through puberty as well. And those stress releases cause oil production, which then overgrows bacteria. And if your skin is sticky and plugged, you'll get acne.
Midlife hormonal changes, especially in women, can lead to adult onset acne. Even seniors are not immune.
With sun damage and time, the skin simply doesn't slough as well, and so it can make large blackheads.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Every year, thousands overpay for a used car. They're left feeling disappointed, ashamed, and alone. Traditional pricing books only add to the confusion, offering only guesstimates and ranges. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report, so you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
All right, how many people have read any of the excerpts or the book from Bob Woodward? Victoria, you interested?
Nah, I'm not really interested in stuff like that.
Walter?
I know Trump's a lunatic, so I don't need a book to tell me that.
Walter?
I have three small children, and there's no time for books.
Really? Richie?
Really?
Time for books?
All right. I heard all the sound bites I need on radio and television this week, and when I heard NPR describe it as high-end gossip, I figured that pretty much is a good description. Because Woodward, he's an author.
That's right. He's Bob Woodward, after all.
He won many awards.
He's a very, very, very sensitive guy.
10 before the hour.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter.
To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
You won't recognize this unless you've already been to see Predator, and there's only one person I know who's seen it already, who has seen it already. That's Chuck Curry, who's our movie man here on the DJV program. Chuck Curry with Movie News. It's Movie Moments time. So you saw Predator. You're going to give us an overview of Predator, are you, in a moment?
Yeah, it's called The Predator, Doug. Get it right when I come on, okay?
Okay, yes, all right, right. The Predator. The story.
I'm tired of all your slip ups, but yeah.
I know you are. Yes, it's a long and winding road. I know that, Chucker. All right, so The Predator is in the spotlight with these magic moments called Movie Moments after this.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey. Want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
There's a time and a place for black and white, like when you're learning to play piano, or when you want a big two-toned cookie, or when shopping for a pet zebra. But if you want to attract customers, there's no room for black and white, so go to Staples. Staples specializes in bold, hard-to-miss color printing. And now at Staples, get 20% back in rewards on color printing, from banners to brochures and copies to presentations. Print more color, save more money at Staples.
In-store only. Ends 11/10/18. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/20back for details.
All right, just joining us, the Chuck Curry has seen the movie, The Predator, and would like to give us the overview of the movie. So, help yourself.
You know what's interesting? I just want to preface by saying that in 1975, when Jaws came out, they released that movie in its widest release on 450 screens. In 1989, when Tim Burton's Batman came out, they started up the ante and put movies on more and more screens. That opened on 2000. The Predator, which is basically a $90 million B-movie, is opening on 4,100 screens around the country. So basically, these movies are now being force-fed down the moviegoer's throat.
What's a B-movie? What's another example of another B-movie that's been popular? I mean, the old days, the B-movies were the westerns that were shot down in the valley in Burbank. What's a B-movie today?
Well, a B-movie would be a movie where they're using a script that's not exactly an Oscar-winning script. It's more of a throwaway script. Here's the thing about this movie. Well, the franchise started in 1987, in which Arnold Schwarzenegger is one of his signature movies, directed by John McTiernan, who did Die Hard. Terrific movie. 3 years later, they do Predator 2 with Danny Glover. Arnold didn't want to come back. I actually like that movie a lot. Predator 2, in a lot of ways, is like Jaws 2 to Jaws. It's probably the best Predator sequel they're going to do. They did two Alien vs. Predator movies, which are mediocre. Then they did a movie called Predators with Adrian Brody in 2010, which I like the first half, don't like the second half. This movie, it uses an ensemble cast. It has some entertainment value, but overall it's a mixed bag. They use some really off-color humor, which I think is going to offend some people. It might make some laugh. Actually, Thomas Jane, believe it or not, in this movie, plays a guy with Tourette's, and they use his Tourette's, his comic relief, which to me is in really bad taste. Some people might laugh at it, but the fact that they went there is bizarre. Some of the effects are good. I did like some of it. Some of it, they go bonkers. They have predator dogs. I don't like any of that stuff. It sort of wore out as well. So I might give it a 5.5 out of 10. It's a watchable entry, but overall I'd say for fans of the franchise, if you don't want to see it in the theater, wait for cable. It's not awful, it's not bad, but it's just not good enough. Honestly, they should have got Arnold back to star in the film. I think that really would have been it. They needed an A-list actor to anchor this thing. It is a good ensemble. It does have some good humor if you like out there type of jokes. Olivia Munn anchors the cast as a female lead. She's interesting, but in some ways I thought she's a little bit over ahead in this project. But
what else comes out this weekend? What else this weekend?
There's a movie called The Simple Favor, which is getting good reviews. It's sort of a comedic thriller with Blake Lively and Anna Kendrick. Actually, it's the best reviews of any movie released this weekend. But The Predator's tracking like a $25, $30 million opening, so that's going to be number one. The only other bit of movie news I have is Steven Spielberg is going to direct a remake of West Side Story. They're starting to cast dancers for the movie, have not cast them to lead, which would be Tony and Maria. I have a feeling they'll go with unknowns instead of A-list actors. But Spielberg,
Jennifer Lopez should be in that movie.
You think so?
Yeah, not as the lead, but yeah.
I think she's one of the most fabulous talents we have in America.
Really?
Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez,
the blue, amazing.
Absolutely. In any number of ways. Very, very talented. All right, Chuck, you're talented too. Happy to have you here on the DJV Show, 59 After the Hour.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.